Evening and welcome to this episode of the Unencumbered Podcast. We're about, by the time you hear this, 2 or 3 days from the matchup that everybody wants to see, the Columbus Storm versus the Georgia Thrashers. With me today, one of the best receivers in the APDFL, Jerquan Bynes, one of the top offensive linemen in the APDFL, Daryl Crawford. Good evening, y'all. How are y'all doing tonight?
All right. And yourself?
Not bad.
I'm doing pretty well.
Hey, that works. Vines to you. Now, you went to Tennessee Tech, right?
Correct.
How did you get there from Chambers County, Alabama?
Funny story. Okay, so we had a head coach that didn't really care while in high school. So me knowing my potential and some of my teammates / classmates' potential, I knew that we deserved a college chance. So when I was in the 11th grade, I was making all of our highlight tapes and stuff, and I would email every school in the nation with every level trying to get someone, like, some type of exposure. And so one day on Twitter, he was a quarterback coach at the time. He actually followed me, and he saw my film, and he hit me up.
Now, you played for Watson Brown. That's Mac Brown's brother, right?
Correct.
Now, what was that like going the transition from small town Alabama to the Ohio Valley Conference?
I won't say the transition of the places and sizes made a difference. It was just the transition of me going to college, period, or me being open to a new door and level of football. Because, like, everything that I knew before then, like, I just basically picked up on off of raw talent. And, like, most of the speed of the game, the speed of the passes, and the power behind the passes coming from the quarterback was a whole lot different as well. So, really, now, it was just the experience.
Now, that must have been a trip. Now, Daryl, you went to Fort Valley State. What made you stay in state and go to Fort Valley?
I got recruited. Nah, first I went to South Carolina. Like I said, I got into some trouble out there. You can take me out the hood, but it's hard to take the hood out of me. So I got in a little trouble. Then ended up going to Allen and got recruited out of Allen. Played a semester at Allen and got recruited out of there. So yeah, they paid for me to go. That's why.
Now, Vines, to you, if you could go back and change anything about the college experience, what would it be?
I just wish I knew more than I actually learned while at college. So in that case, I would have been ahead of my game instead of, like, still, like, learning.
Same question to you, Daryl. What would you change about your days at Fort Valley State on the field?
Not really. I can't say I regret nothing. Like, I gave everything my all. I had a ball. Like, I've had more women than I can remember. All of that love. Like, yeah, honestly, I had a good damn time. I can't lie to you.
Now, we step on the field now. Vines, you are, one of the best receivers in the league. People consider you catch just about everything. You erase bad throws and make them highlight catches. Is there any type of mental process you go through when you know the pass may not be where you want it, you just kind of focus on making that grab?
I look at it as it's not only me catching the ball and making the highlight. It's a team thing. Like, if I don't catch that ball, then my team is in a bad predicament for the next play. It's whether it could be on the third down or it could be second down, trying to get yards back to make it a third and manageable, whether it could be a fourth down where we're going forward. It benefits everybody, and not just the offense, but the defense as well, because if we're on the field and they're catching a break, and if we turn over, if we go four and out or three and out, then I didn't do my job, and the defense is back on the field.
There you go. Now, Crawford, go ahead.
Yeah, I was about to say, I could see that from him, because like you said, I could see on the film, like, whenever he score, make good plays, he rarely celebrate by himself. He made sure he get with everybody else to celebrate. So I can see that what he's talking about. He's a good leader from what I see.
He is, and surprisingly, he's not real tall. Like, what is he, like 5'10"?
Yeah, I'm 5'10".
But he jumps like 6'3", 6'4", guy, and he plays bigger than his size. Now,
yeah.
Darryl, to you, as the leader of the offensive line, you have played in a few leagues in semi-pro. How do you compare the APDFL right now to leagues you played in the past?
You want me to tell you the truth, or you want me to lie to you?
As long as you know me, what
do you mean? Yeah, I know. But to be honest with you, like, it's about the same. Every league has a few good teams, and every league got more sorry teams than a few good teams. Like, it is what it is. Like, when we went to the North Georgia Wolverines and the Spartans game, and I seen a couple players there, and I was like, when do you talk to your player beside you? If you see your teammate can play somewhere else, when do you tell that person or encourage that person, like, hey, you need to be trying to go play with this team so they can try to get you elsewhere? You know what I mean? You need to go be, you good enough to go play with them instead of keep playing here. So, and that's what I had asked one of the guys. I'm like, how loyal do y'all be to losing? I'm sorry.
That brings up a good question. Vines, you've had to pretty much during your time at semi-pro, no matter what team you play for, the offense runs through you. Hell, sometimes the defense ran through you. How do you deal with the burden of carrying the team on your shoulders?
It's more so of, like, you know your own ability and you know your role as a leader, giving people that lead that they can lean on you and count on you. It's a mental thing, I would say. Of course, you can see that it's not in the stature or none of that. It's a mental thing.
Now, you've played quarterback, running back, DB, wide receiver, kick returner, punt returner, probably sold popcorn. What position outside of receiver do you enjoy most?
I would say when I was healthier, much healthier, I would say DB because, of course, you can see that I love contact. So if I don't mind coming down the hill hitting anyone, but if I'm healthy enough to make all the breaks on the ball and stuff, then that make a whole lot different.
Now, when we come back from break, I want to get into this game because I got a few interesting questions for the both of these fellas. Now, that's after break. You're listening to the Under the Helmet podcast on the FPC Radio Network. We are back with Under the Helmet podcast. Terrence Biggs, Jerk on Vines, Darryl Crawford. Crawford, to you. You are facing a Storm team that is aggressive on defense. They like to get after the quarterback. They like to send multiple rushers. When you face a blitz-heavy team, do you prepare differently or do you just kind of just attack it the same way?
Me personally, I prepare differently because I look at everybody's tendencies and, like I say, I see how their stances are and if somebody end up beating the blitz and see how they mentally prepare for that following first down. And hell, with me, it's not just me. I'm just a piece of a bigger picture. Like I'm just there to help. That's it. So if I can make KT them sweat them or anybody else look good, then so be it. That's all I'm there to do. And if they want to, you know the saying, live by the blitz, you gonna die by the blitz.
Now, Vines, to you, as a receiver, you are facing a Thrashers secondary where from time to time, a few teams, I'll give the Cobra game as an example, had success. Is there any Thrashers cornerback that can cover you?
From honestly looking at film and last year's experience, I don't see that happen. Unless they have picked up someone that maybe a magnet to me. That's just not in plan, but he got to be able to stick with me mentally, physically, and through all that. Like I get tough when it get close. Like if I have to make a mean block, then I get tough. I get throwing DBs around.
Darryl, same question to you. Is there a Storm defensive lineman that you feel has to be doubled?
Well, first and foremost, I want to give a shout out to my DBs, John West and Travis Ledbetter and the rest of them guys, because I honestly feel like they're going to put on the show, especially Cameron Wright. He is one of the most I can't even stress it enough. He is one of the most underappreciated DBs that's out there. Like, this man has been clutch for years, and I played with him and against him, and mark my words. He gonna make a play. He gonna watch, mark my words now. He gonna show up and show out. But as far as the linemen is concerned, I seen how they was with the Blackhawks, and to be honest with you, they did okay for what the Blackhawks have. And to be honest with you, the Blackhawks is a wounded bird right now, so it's Blackhawks down. So, and the only reason why they really, you know what I mean, really two picks set that game up. I'm not taking nothing away from the Storm. Don't get me, you know what I mean? Don't take it as disrespect or nothing like that. But, and I'm not taking away none of their other points. But as far as the line play is concerned, nah, I don't see it.
Follow up question, Crawford. Is there any Storm DB that can cover the Marcus Sweat?
I honestly don't know any Storm DB's name. I ain't trying to be rude, but ain't nobody stood out among them as far as on the DB is concerned. Like, the person who I reached out to, as far as, you know what I mean, as far as this was concerned, was the one that's on the phone and Amari. I reached out to two people particularly. Like, I went through JD to get his number. So, yeah, so no, there ain't too many people really stand out like that. I'm not taking nothing away from nobody else's play and nothing like that. Like, it's all love, but ain't nobody really stand out like that.
Now, following up on that, Vines, in talking to Crawford, he mentioned Cam Ray. He mentioned John Grant. Two different corners. Ray is bigger. Grant is probably a little quicker. One-on-one. Is there, without given details, is there a mindset that you will go into facing each of them, or is it the same person? It doesn't matter who's in front of you. You don't care.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I don't care, because at the end of the day, it's a, I won't say cat and mouse game, because eventually the mouse get caught. But I'm going to say the offense knows what they are. Well, receivers, we know what we are doing. And DBs, they are reactors. So they have to think and react to what we do. So if I give, it can be just a single move route. Their main objective is not to get beat deep. And if I break it off, break the route off, then hey, their momentum will run forward too far. So I'm already three steps ahead of them on knowing what I'm doing and on momentum. So it's not gonna be easy.
Follow up question. You said, as someone who likes physical play, if you know you have beaten a receiver a few times, beaten a corner during the game a few times, can you look in his eyes and tell that he is struggling and he's about to pretty much lay down and be done?
Nah, I don't look into the eyes. I go by body language. The body language speaks a whole lot.
Exactly. Yep, the body language.
Now, how would you respond to a corner after you beat and who might get a little physical or try to get a little handsy or put that hand in your face mask?
Hey, it's bigger than me, so if they want to get physical, I let them get physical, let the ref do it.
There you go. Now, same thing to Crawford. You will play in the trenches. Things don't get called, and you see things that would probably, you know, scare some folks. How do you deal with folks who might go above beyond the rules?
Just like I did with it at the job. I can't complain about nothing. You can only complain if it's new. That's what I tell a lot of my friends or tell anybody. You can only complain if it's new. So you're used to dealing with BS refs from you learned it from Pop Warner to high school to college. You know what I mean? You're used to not getting your way in life, period. So like I said, you can only complain if it's new.
Now, Vines, you've had to play with a couple of different QBs this year who have definitely opposing styles. How is that shift from one style in Marcus Brooks, another style in Charles Drinkard?
The thing that I would say is pocket presence. I don't know who has the most awareness between the two because I'm running forward and I'm not looking back, but I know in this league and I'm going to say football a lot today, the quarterback has to be mobile. Brooks is kind of older guy. Like he's a pocket passer for sure.
He old school.
But Drinker, like, as long as you can move and extend the plays, like, that helps out a lot.
Now, some of the movement will probably be due to the pressure that the Thrashers get. Profit to you, do you think the Storm offensive line can block the front four, three? How many are on the line of scrimmage for the Thrashers?
No, I don't think. I know, because we got too many people that require a double team. So everybody in the interior requires a double team. And then on top of that, you can only have so many running backs look out for whoever coming off that edge. Whomever. You can pick a number.
Vines, in a league of very versatile players, many regard you as one of the most versatile. Is it just being 28, do you think that you're going to focus strictly on receivers from now on, or do you want to jump back in the backfield, do kick and punt returns, or does it matter what you
I mean,
at?
I have done all this year already, but the thing is, like I've said in a few posts and comments on the page, the ankle injury, it really slowed me down. if it wasn't for that, then I know I would still be back there. But, I mean, I don't – as long as I'm healthy, I don't see myself slowing down. That's the main thing with this game right here.
Crawford, where has been your favorite place to play in semi-pro, like your favorite state, your favorite opposing stadium?
Favorite opposing stadium playing semi-pro?
Mm-hmm.
All of them really been championship stadiums. Like the one in Tennessee, I like that stadium. Believe it or not, EAP, not as ugly, Alabama. I like they have a horrible field, but I like the playing out there purely, solely because of the refs. Like, the refs just slick kicked it. They let us have fun, let us play the game with no problems, didn't complain or nothing. Like, they called a fair game. So, I don't care. As long as it's a fair game and everybody, you know what I mean, everybody want to keep it fair, have fun, I don't mind. I don't care where it's at. We can play throw them up, bust them up, sideline bust. I don't care where I'm at. As long as everybody's sole purpose is to have fun. That's all I really care about right now.
Fines, there's been always a competition to see which state has the better athletes, Alabama or Georgia. Make the case for Alabama having the best overall athletes.
I'm going to say, even though this right here is not pertaining to semi-pro, I'm going to say just look at the track record or of the actual players that have played from college going up to the professional ranks. That's all I can say right there.
Oh, you dirty dog. You dirty dog. Ty, go quit rolling for a minute now. Watch what I tell you.
Now, Crawford, make the case for Georgia having a superior athlete to Alabama.
Well, hell, I'm saying I can go off of is high school. I can't go off in college. Like you say, most of the people, Georgia don't like to recruit out of Georgia. And every state recruit out of Georgia. So it's hard to say because all of our good players go elsewhere.
Vines, money on the line. You have to pick three teammates to play 3-on-3 in basketball. Who do you choose?
Let me see. I've only played with basketball with these guys once, and that was like months ago. I'm gonna say I like JoJo Ray's speed on the court in transition. And I would say as far as a big man and that can shoot, I would say Devin Fournier.
Crawford, money on the table. You have to pick one teammate to step into an octagon and cage and win a mixed martial arts fight, who wins? Who do you want in that cage that is your teammate?
Dilly. Dilly. Number 45, one of my D linemen. That white man crazy. We call him Baby Bosa. Like, I don't know. It's just somebody, like a white guy. They got a strong chin. So I let him tie somebody out, rope and dope somebody all day. Now he's strong as hell. Like he lived over 400 pounds and sell cell phones. Like he's strong as shit. So I take him all day. They do Vine. Stuff like that. Like he do that CrossFit workouts, all that. I take him all day.
Vines, how much longer do you see yourself playing?
That goes back to me saying his health on the line, because at times the decisions get mental, because I have seen myself calling it quits like a couple years ago. Then I said last year the same thing, because it kind of got stressful. I guess maybe because of the teams I was on, like the stuff I had to go through. But I mean, it's been kind of fun, more fun this year. It's been kind of relaxing, so I can just lay back and play football. But yeah, as far as the decision, it's going to go on my health.
Crawford, we've talked about this in the past, and you said that this might be your last. So you got a couple more. If the Thrashers go on and win it all, do you see yourself coming back for a couple more, or is it time to just kind of put the cleats in the closet?
Man, I'm going to give Vibes a word of advice. Keep going to sleep and waking up. You watch what happened. That body time on you now. Then on top of that, pick one side of the ball. I used to try to play both sides and all that when I was young and all that. It take a toll on you. Now, I honestly, it'll be very, very hard. Like, only way I would come back, to be honest with you, and play another year is if I can get J-Rock to come on. Because I've been trying to get him to run behind me for some years now. If I can get him to come on and, like, a few more players that missed out on one of these championship runs, then so be it. But for the most part, I just see myself either just being trying to open up the concessions. I'm finna get one of these trailer grills. For the most part, just transitioning to that on the weekend.
Like a barbecue grill? Like a barbecue truck?
Yeah, barbecue grill, trailer grill. I can cook like a mother lover, man. I am known for my food.
Vines, who's the best athlete, no matter what sport you play, no matter what field, no matter wherever, that you've ever had to play against?
It's tough to say. That may take some thinking. In my small town, like we run through like dynamic athletes. Like I know y'all see me like standing out, being from where I'm from, but it has been people that's been like came along before me and a few that came along after me that are just dominant, stand out like in everything from baseball to football, track. I got a cousin, his name is Desmond Holloway, like he started at quarterback and safety in high school, and he played at Stephen High School. I'm at Stephen College. But he was great in football, in basketball. He was pretty good in baseball. He was one of the fastest ones in the track. I actually ended up growing up big enough to beat him one day in running.
What year he played at Stephen? I'm sorry, I didn't cut y'all.
I want to say from 08 to 12 or something like that.
Yeah, I'm about to say one more. Yeah, he would have won AL tournament too. But you can go ahead. I'm sorry.
Vonnie, where's the best place to eat in Chambers County?
I'm going to say since, like, it's an unstable spot for restaurants. There have been some great ones to come through. But I would say, like, it'll be between either Newt's or either the Grub Spot. Like they are both fried chicken joints. They got good burgers. It'll be between
Newt. You said Newt with a T or with a K?
Huh?
You said Newt?
Yeah, with a T, not the K, not the popular franchise with the T. I mean, with the K.
Oh, okay. Meek. I ain't never heard of that one before.
Crawford, what's the worst? Sorry, I'll go ahead.
Oh, no, you go ahead.
Crawford, what's the worst drunk you've ever had? Like the worst hangover?
I'm not really a drinker like that. I'm infamously known for my smoking habits. Like, so I've always been a smoker all my life. So I ain't never really had a chance to get belligerently drunk or stuff like that. Like, I've always been the driver, so I've never really had a chance to really get drunk like that.
Hey, can I answer that question right there?
Yes, sir.
I would say when I was overseas playing in Brazil, like, they got this beer that's popular over there called Skol, S-K-O-L. Like, that's terrible.
Vines, if money were no object and you had one car sitting in your driveway right now, what would it be?
Oh, you said if I had one, what now?
One car and money was no object. You can spend however much you want on one car to be sitting in your driveway right now.
Honestly, I love cars, but I said if I ever get rich, I would never like buy a car that's not really worth because that's materialistic. Like, I actually own my dream car, which is a 2004 Pontiac GTO 6-speed. So, I mean,
are you a speed fanatic?
Yeah,
I am serious.
Crawford, same question to you. You had, if money was no object, one car you're driving.
I'm still getting my 6-4 Impala, baby blue, with all white interior. I ain't budging on that.
Follow up question. Now, why are houses in Atlanta so damn expensive?
Hell, cause of COVID, to be honest with you, cause too many folks didn't pay their rents and they couldn't evict people, so now they trying to make all their money back from that.
Vines, you come from a small town in the deep south. We all know how it can be at times. How have you managed to be a role model for kids coming out of a county of like 33,000 people?
Shit.
Honestly, I would say, I'm an introvert, and where I grew up, it was like family. So honestly, like sometimes reaching out to new people, it ain't my stilo, but I'm always an outgoing, a good person. So I get along with a lot of people pretty good. But like, I just stay to myself a lot, honestly. Like, I'm a country boy and I love being in the country. So it ain't too much of a big deal like that.
All right, Crawford, true or false, the Falcons will win 6 games this year?
True.
You have faith?
True. I'm still a Falcons fan, regardless. Still true. We're going to beat Dallas and New Orleans. Might fuck around and beat Pittsburgh and Atlanta.
Ooh, and you got a lot of teammates who are Steelers fans.
I don't care. I hope they hear.
How much betting will happen the week of the Falcons and Steelers game?
No, I don't like them enough to bet, man. I don't like them enough. We might talk some junk. I don't know. We're trying to get to the game, to be honest with you. So get some tickets. All of us trying to get tickets to go. Nah, we. I normally really don't bet much. Most friends and family, because I don't know, you know, that makes people weird. Cause when they ain't got money to pay, I'm looking at you differently. So I mostly bet push ups. Yeah, I take them jail style. I bet push ups or bet something embarrassing.
There you go. Vines, if you had to pick one of these four Alabama athletes to be the standard, the one that everybody says that is the Alabama athlete, Bo Jackson, Hank Aaron, Charles Barkley, or Willie Mays, which one would you pick?
Oh my God. That's tough.
He gonna pick Charles Barkley.
No, I would probably say Bo Jackson because he actually dominated in football and baseball.
Even over Hank?
Hey, yes. It's not the thing of the way Hank Aaron dominated. It's the thing of like around Hank Aaron's time. Like it's unfortunate that most people that actually grew up watching Hank Aaron, they kind of, they done passed away, I guess you can say that. So just like voting nowadays, it'll be more of a popularity thing of experience, what you've seen and all that. Just like a lot of people nowadays are Warriors fan, but the Warriors really didn't come around until only a few years ago.
True. I'm a Knicks fan, but he's trash.
Yeah, you're right about that.
My team has been trash since Patrick Ewing left. That's been 20 years.
Yeah.
A question to you. Right? Where's the one part of Georgia that black people should never go?
I heard...
Monroe County.
No, I heard it was... And what's the spot like going towards... I think it's going towards Valdosta. It's one of these little
Monroe County. Yeah, Monroe County, Forsyth.
Okay. Well, yeah, I was on the right track. I didn't
know that. You talking about the right there and down there by going towards Albany. What's the name of the damn town? I know about Camellia Gardens by the nursing home. I used to deliver prescriptions out there. Dang, I can't remember the name, but out there by out there that way, like those are called turndown towns. If you ain't got no tags from around that area, you're getting pulled over immediately.
Vine, what's the one part of Alabama you're like, like you would never go?
Honestly, I don't fear that type of stuff, honestly, because I mean, whatever happened in the past, it happened. I can't change nothing, so. The only thing I can do is make it worse on myself and my family. So I mean, I don't look at it like that. I go wherever I have to go.
I'm a 12-point book out there. I'm sorry, I am from personal experiences. I just can't do it.
Now, Crawford, when was the first time you had somebody call you out your name that wasn't black and use the N-word, and how did you react?
Oh. Lou Holtz was the first one who professionally did it. I met him. He told me, son, you sound just like a nigga. I'm going to need you to take public speaking classes and learn how to talk.
Wow. Vine, yeah. When was the first time when you heard that word, and how did you react?
When I heard it, it was out of friendliness. Like, it was one of my college teammates.
Okay.
And he's actually from Alabama. We both went to Tennessee Tech together. And he was drunk, and I know he didn't mean any harm by that. I guess it's just his background, or he was just trying to blend in or what. But I mean, I didn't take it offense. I was just like, okay, you said that, but the show goes on.
There you go, Crawford. What's the one piece of advice you were given as a child that you still use today as an adult?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, my infamous saying, like, you can only complain if it's me. You can only complain if it's me. If, like I say, if you let people get away with so much, or if you've been doing the same thing, or somebody been doing so much to you, and you've been letting them do it for so long, or it's been going on for so long, you done got used to it. You can't complain about it now. It ain't new no more.
Sure. Vines, what's the one piece of advice you got as a kid that you're still using as an adult?
I'm going to say it was when my high school track coach used to tell me. He was like, character, like that's the biggest thing, because if you know the definition of character, then it'll take you a long way, and that stick with me a lot. Like, he was like a father figure to me, though. But that's like knowing what character is, that's what stuck to me.
Last question, Crawford. Fill in the blank. The Thrashers win if?
If we have more solutions than problems.
That's fair. I mean, it's honest. Vine, same question. Finish this, fill in the blank, please. The Storm will win this game if?
Hello?
Yeah, Vine, you there?
Oh, cool. Whew, it don't seem like they plan on winning. It's almost going out of something.
Hey, yo, Cheek must have hit the phone. Probably, that probably what it is. Cheek must have hit music or something.
See. But I want to thank both Joe Vines, Daryl Crawford. Thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck to y'all. May the game be clean. May each team leave the team, leave the field healthy. Best of luck to y'all.
Hold on, wait. Hear that one second. Wait. Give me one second.
Okay.
I just had to play my song one time. The storm is passing over. That's all. Y'all have a good one.
Best of luck. This has been another episode of the Dynamic Podcast. Be good to yourselves. Be good to each other.